The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance, or how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path, and so much more. Whatever your financial goal, Nathan can get you there faster. And now, here's your host, Nathan Ross.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Syndication Mass Show once again. I'm your host, Nathan Ross, Tax CPA. And for the next hour, we're going to do what we do every Sunday morning at 7 a.m., which is talk about REPs, Real Estate Private Partnership Syndications. What they are, why you might want to invest in them, and more importantly, how do you assess the math and the terms of individual specific transactions. We always start with the question of when was the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you money or create significantly more wealth over the rest of your life. We thrive and focus on doing planning work for our clients. We do far more than simply reporting, which is what most CPAs are in business for, or so it seems. And reporting is great. You got to focus on last year at some point to get your tax return filed. But there's a lot more value in putting some time into planning that you may not be doing, but need to be based on seeking to achieve financial freedom. And if you understand the optimal tax codes to execute your real estate investing under, it can double, literally double, the financial freedom that other real estate gurus, self-made millionaires, et cetera, claim or purport to be able to help you achieve. We like programs that can double your financial freedom. It's just we understand if you don't get it right out of the chute when you're talking about utilization of your retirement funds, which is where most people's net worth is in the U.S., you're not going to achieve a level of financial freedom that you otherwise might be able to by simply understanding the options for how you can deploy that money. As you know, if you've tuned in before, most of my clients and most of my listeners are real estate investors, either single family or multifamily with the REP model. And anyway, you know, they've decided it's a good way to grow their wealth. And for those of you that might want to consider working with us, if you go to the Be a Planner website, which is BEAPLANNER.com, and you'll see there at the top right a link to the intake forms that we use to try to understand more about your facts and circumstances. If you'll fill at least the first two of those out, all four would be preferable. If you do the fourth ones for those that have a trade or business, we can't plan for what we don't know about. So if you'll help us by completing those forms, that will allow us to be very specific once you've submitted the forms and you go to the link right next to the intake forms there at the top right, which is schedule a call. And in any event, we need to know more about your specific facts and circumstances to be able to help you. That said, I usually say, I'm going to say it again, if you currently have a tax, legal, or real estate advisor, I'm going to suggest, and they understand your facts and circumstances, we hope they would if they're working with you, but you'd be surprised. You want to run any strategy here, whether it's my show or other shows, past those advisors to make sure that you heard correctly, number one, and that number two, the concepts we're discussing are actually current, up to the minute. Today is February 20th, so we think the answers are current up through today. Obviously, the tax code is a moving target, even in the best of years. It's not just the tax code, it's the regs, the regulations that the IRS will enforce in addition to the code sections. And we are always, I will tell anyone that I will always welcome any corrections or clarifications that you might provide me, because it's a learning process, constant learning process to stay up with these rules. But in any event, if you're interested in taking control of your retirement funds and starting now to build more wealth for the day when you do eventually decide to stop going to the office every day or doing whatever you do, and there's certainly nothing wrong with that. I get a kick out of other mentors and prognosticators that talk about the cubicle being your cell, et cetera. I've had clients over the years that made a heck of a lot of money working from a cubicle. And in fact, some have made more than clients that I have that got into the real estate asset space later in life. But there's no question that the real estate private partnership market is where you really want to consider going with your investment capital because of the above average rates of return that are consistently delivered. But in any event, if you want to do that, you know, take control of your retirement, invest in real estate, and be in a position at some point over the next 5-10 years to do whatever makes you happy, maybe sooner, depends on how much money you have and depends on how you define retirement. And when you hear people on the radio, in fact, right here on this station, several shows talk about retiring you in 2.5 to 5 years. And I'm telling you, unless you've got $1 million and you define retirement as $60,000 or less per year after tax, and you get into the right investments, the syndication market has many different options, and unless you understand what you're signing up for, the odds are that it'll take you a little bit longer than you think, but it'll definitely take you longer than 2.5 to 5 years if, again, you have, if you don't have at least $1 million and you define retirement as about $60,000, listen carefully to the shows that say that. They usually tell you about the 2.5 to 5 years on 1 week show, and then maybe it'll be a week later or 2 weeks later where they'll let it slip that one of their members retired and, you know, $60,000 is what they had managed to get up to. So be careful with that. And then also, just in general, as we'll discuss further when we come back from a break here shortly, the old style, old school membership platform that you have to spend $20,000 or so to join, that's gone by the way. Yes, there's still a few dinosaurs out there, but, you know, don't be fooled. There's no reason you have to join them to access real estate private partnership syndications. Speaking of breaks, let's go ahead and take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes to the Be a Planner Syndication Mass Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV.
Universal Propane Grill and Light is where all the grill masters shop for top-tier quality products to barbecue or cook a great piece of meat. Owner Bob Fulton always emphasizes to me the importance of selling a great quality product, whether it's a new grill or one of the many outdoor kitchen accessories. Don't be fooled by buying products online. I assure you, you're not getting what you're paying for. Stop by Universal Propane Grill and Light and allow Bob Fulton to explain and inform you on true quality products. With the huge showroom floor at Universal Propane Grill and Light, you're able to get a hands-on education. Universal Propane Grill and Light stands behind their products. No knockoffs that will corrode, break down, and fall apart after a few uses. Shop where all the grill masters go. Universal Propane Grill and Light, 9106 FM 1960 West, just west of 249. Give Bob a call today at 281-894-8878 or visit their website, gasgrillwarehouse.com. Universal Propane Grill and Light.
A new poll now says 70% of Americans say it's time for us to accept that the China virus is with us and move on with our lives. This, as four, air quotes, Republican senators decide they'll skip a vote that would have defunded China virus vaccine mandates. What do you think, kids? Is it time to put the China virus and all the totalitarianism that's come with it in the rear view mirror? We'll talk about it coming up on the Chris Salcedo Show on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Syndication Mass Show with Nathan Ross. And it is Sunday, February the 19th. Before we left, we were starting to talk about the old school, I'm going to refer to them as travel agent-like membership platforms. And I guess what I would suggest to you is that in today's online world, there is no reason that you have to spend the near $20,000 that it takes to join these platforms. That's, I understand for folks that like to be part of a club, that might have value. $20,000, I'm going to ask you to keep thinking about that one before you stroke the check. I'm also going to suggest that you flip the subscription form or the membership application that you're going to complete, flip it over before you sign it, read through the fine print, and find out if, you know, in several cases, especially the local platforms, you talk about cancel culture. The progressives have nothing on these groups. They've been canceling memberships for quite a while, and you might be surprised to learn some of the reasons. And, you know, they can run your investment life, your real estate life better than you can. Just ask them, even if you're passive in a partnership. And it's absolutely amazing in my mind that you would join a group that you would pay that kind of money to and have anything other than, you know, basically we can do it in our sole discretion as a reason you might get canceled. And you will see some things you won't like. Just, you know, try to absorb it without getting upset. And, you know, understand that you've always got certain things in life that you won't like that you got to put up with. And in this case, at least one of these platforms has some really good transactions. I'm going to suggest it might make sense for you to spend the money. There's about four or five reasons I can give you that if you want to connect with me, be happy to share with you why I think and I recommend if you have the money to invest in you know this aforementioned platform. In any event, speaking of the concept of other direct investment models, there's many syndicators in today's arena that you can invest directly with. And I know there's some platforms here in town that when they bring a syndicator in to talk about their transaction, they make it sound like that only people that are involved with that particular platform or platforms are able to invest in those transactions. And I'm just telling you, nothing could be further from the truth. There's one platform here in town that has no syndicators that you would be prohibited from dialing up directly and investing with. And, you know, happy to share information with you. The other thing that is a consideration is whether you qualify to invest in certain transactions because of the fact that, you know, the SEC regulations restrict those investors that are not accredited, is the term, which means you don't have $1 million in net worth, and you also don't earn $200,000 to $300,000 a year. For the past 3 years, based on whether you're married or single. And so you have to understand right away that you're going to be restricted to the transactions that you might invest in. And even if you're non-accredited, you still need to get some education. You still need to understand more about syndications. And coincidentally, this CPA is going to make that available to you here very near term at no charge. We're going to teach you the basics that will qualify you to be a non-accredited, sophisticated investor is the key term, where you will be able to invest in transactions pursuant to the crowdfunding 506B rules, just like accredited can. You will not be allowed to invest under the 506C offering rules because that does mandate accredited status. And that in that case, you can actually, as a syndicator, you can generally solicit and advertise, whereas with the 506B transactions, even if it's being offered to an accredited investor, it cannot happen through advertising or general solicitation. So that's where you'll utilize resources like I'm referring to. For people that want to learn more about the private syndications, we'll have syndicators come on the show. We'll do webinar events with syndicators. We will give you that exposure to those syndicators that provide both 506B and 506C transactions. So in any event, if you want to be in on that training, when you go to the BAPlanner.com website, again, BEAPLANNER.com, you will see a email opt-in. And if you'll fill that in, I'll assume if it's coming in from today's show that you might be a prospect. Or if you'd rather email me at info at npross.com. That's like November Papa Robert Oscar Singapore Singapore.com on the end. I'll put you on a list to be notified. I'm at this point, I would say we're within 30 days or so of having those courses fully framed. And I think, again, it's a way to not just save some money, but hopefully you get better advice. When I hear the other platforms talk about how to use your retirement money, which is how not to use it, really. It's how do we rip the Band-Aid off and pay tax, because they don't seemingly understand the options. I'm often reminded of that legendary Houston oil well firefighter, Red Adair, who commented once that if you think professionals are expensive, just try the amateurs. And amateur tax advice, even from the accountants that are members of the vendor program, I'm astonished at times at how little they know about investing with your retirement funds. And I hear all the time, well, you shouldn't do that. Well, you know, that organization that's touting that tax advice has literally sent billions, I'm talking with a B, of dollars to the IRS's coffers over the last, 10 to 12 years when they first started promoting the rip the Band-Aid off approach. And you would think, for all the good things you hear about the community and your family, your faith, I even hear things brought up about that, you would think that they would want your family's net worth to be higher by investing with the right tax code. And I'm just amazed. And if you look at the bottom of the homepage on the baplanner.com website, I show you with $350,000 what that strategy translates to optimize. And I'll tell you right now, if you send the tax on $350,000, which is about $95,000 or so, depending on your other income that year, you will be passing up what would consider, I think most people consider it to be lottery money. It's about $24 million that you will not see. I can promise you, when you send that money to the $95,000 to the IRS, that precludes you from investing in, say, two $50,000 transactions, where if I use what I hear on the radio from self-made millionaire himself, there's somewhere between a 10 to 30% annual return, which I will stipulate to. But guess what? When you send 30% of your family's net worth to the IRS, the last time I checked, and y'all are welcome to confirm this, any of you that think I might be wrong on this point, the rate of return that the IRS will pay you on that money is still nada. It's zero. And by the way, you can't 1031 that payment, which is tax-free exchange it, and you can't get a step-up in basis on that payment, unfortunately. And moreover, you really haven't gotten rid of the government, because when you pay the tax on that extraction, let's call it, because that's what it's going to feel like. It's going to feel like an extraction. For those of you that don't have any dental implants, you might not understand what that feels like, but take it from an old pro. It's usually not pleasant at some point, maybe after the anesthesia wears off, but in any event, you'll survive it, and then you'll be better for it, actually. But in any event, you know, there is no way to recover from letting that much money go out. And then moreover, every 5, 6, 7, 8 years, you're going to have a little date with the IRS where some more extraction will take place on tax dollars. Because, you know, the passive investor, I'm not talking about the IRO, independent real estate owners, as I am with my two properties. I'm referring to those, which is 98% of everybody in the real estate private partnership syndication space. Most investors are passive. And I'm going to tell you right now, what you hear when you go to the weekend workshops and the case studies is that you're going to get tax deductions when you invest to offset the money that you're taking out of your IRA and paying tax on. And I'm just telling you that there's nothing further from the truth. The losses that you will get in year one of your passive real estate investing activity will not be usable in the current year. They will carry forward. And at some point, when you sell a property or otherwise are able to achieve taxable passive income or passive taxable income, then you'll get the benefit of those deductions. And, you know, it'll be kind of like I've used the example of the In-Laws movie with Peter Falk and Alan Arkin, where they serpentined across the runway when they were visiting Peter Falk's Central American dictator friend. It's a cute flick, but the bottom line is you're going to be trying to shove the carry forward losses against gains in the same year, and it's something that we work with our clients on. It's possible, but it often means that you've got to take those profits that you're counting to live on, in some cases, off of the gains and go buy another transaction because that'll get you more write-offs. So again, all these little gotchas that are out there, they kind of supersede that euphoria that you may be experiencing if you're new to the syndication market and you've joined a platform and you know they've got you working on adrenaline to get into some investments. And I do want to encourage you to take action. There's nothing worse than when I hear people spend 20 grand to join these platforms. You'd be amazing how many people never pull the trigger on an investment because they're paralyzed with understanding how to assess these transactions and understand what makes sense for them in terms of investing. And again, that's what we eat for breakfast, is helping you understand what you're signing up for, the difference between you know, choices of A, B, C, D, F, or D, E, F, etc., to where you'll understand which ones might give you a higher likelihood of success. By the way, if you do want to call in and ask a question, I'm sorry I kept forgetting to say this, you're welcome to call the station here at 281-558-5738, or you can shoot me a text message at 713-581-0195. And lastly, you can email me at info@npross.com. So let's take another break. We'll be back in a few minutes with the Be A Planner Syndication Mass Show with Nathan Ross.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com. Or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Welcoming you back to Appointment Day at the Martinez House. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday. The procrastination is disgraceful. This man needs to focus.
From your lips to his ears, Stephen A., he's typing away solid form. He just pledged to get screened on TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. This is unacceptable. Is he watching a cute video right now?
Oh, it's the one where the cat thinks he's people.
That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
Focus, Raul. Yes, he's finished the form. He's made a telemedicine appointment next Tuesday, 9:30. All he's got to do is hit send.
Look out. His eyes are wandering.
Not back to the stress ball thingy. But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Like the song, Bobby McGee.
Big dreams and faded jeans.
Okay, welcome back to the Be A Planner Syndication Mass Show with Nathan Ross. And I wanted to talk a little bit. I kind of started last week, but I didn't finish about, you know, what is a syndication, why would you invest in them, et cetera. And I've got a few points there I wanted to make, and then I want to talk about in the context of syndications, especially multifamily real estate syndications, some opportunities with the Roth conversion, specifically a Roth 401 conversion. But in any event, I wanted to mention, you know, we talked about a few things last week. I don't think I made it all the way through the list of benefits, but we'll pick up there. Number one reason to invest in real estate syndications is purely passive ongoing cash flow. And I want to make sure you understand this is one of the few businesses. It is a business at base. It's a private company in the business of renting apartments, maintaining apartments, selling apartments eventually. And I want to challenge you to find me one other business that you can think of under the Internal Revenue Code that will allow us to take cash out of the company, significant cash, on certain years as they occur, either through rents being higher than your expenses or refinances that occur. And even at the end, when you dispose of it, it's possible that some of that money wouldn't necessarily be taxed because you'll have some carry forwards. But, you know, it's not a eBay business. It's not a consulting business. Lord knows it's not a CPA practice where you can pull money out and not be subject to tax on that money. And that's a big deal in the real estate world. And if you don't understand passive cash flows, you really need to get some education on why that's preferred over a W-2 or 1099. Although with 1099 income, we have a strategy that'll really give you significant financial freedom with your retirement funds. So anyway, we're not going to go into that today, but we are going to talk about Roth conversions. I think we'll have time. But in any event, second reason is leverage. You know, now you probably could get leverage in other businesses, so this wouldn't be unique to real estate, but I'll tell you, it's interesting the way we can acquire assets for about 20%, maybe 25% of the purchase price, and a bank or other lender, there's a lot of private lenders in the real estate space, will put up the other 75 to 80% and only charge you right now 3 or 4%. And obviously the rates are getting ready to go up, but I've just watched a couple of multifamily closings that were still in the mid to high 3% range. That is amazing. Every time I think about that, to think that you've got literally an 80% partner that will front that money and only charge you 3%, which is almost free for people that have lived a bit, like let's say the 80s. Let's hope we don't get back to that level like we have on other items that have become inflation affected. But I can remember in the 80s, I was going to college out at U of H and took a finance class, one of our required classes. And the comment that my professor made, and he had been around the block a few times, crusty old battle axe, I refer to him, made the point that, you know, at a 20-21% prime rate, you know, most CEOs would be better off just staying in bed every morning because it's really hard to make money when your cost of capital gets up that high. But in any event, with real estate, it's a privileged asset because of the cash flow that it's not automatic, but it's as close as you can get. It's a lot closer than a coffee shop or an oil and gas well. And we have significant precedents across the country. 50,000 members of the National Apartment Association, most of them provide their operating data to where that information is cataloged, and we know almost down to the street corner what a particular class, you know, Class A, Class B, Class C, D of apartments is able to generate. That's a big deal that I don't care how good the geologist is, and I don't care how close the other wells might be. There's no guarantee that you're going to hit oil versus water. And I just tell you, the guys that carry the water away do better than the investors in many, many cases. Seen that firsthand, unfortunately. In any event, so a third reason to invest is equity and appreciation. And generally, the real estate involved is going to increase over time while you're asleep, in fact. It really has nothing to do with your efforts when you're a passive investor versus the syndicator, the sponsor, what we sometimes call the lead partner, the operator. They're the ones that are going to do the heavy lifting. And when I mean heavy lifting, I mean they're going to find the property, underwrite it, make sure it's going to make money, or at least pro forma to making money. They're going to secure the financing. You're not going to have to sign on that debt. That is a big, big deal in any business, much less a business where you may be buying a $40 or $50 million apartment building. And then they're going to negotiate with the seller. They're going to complete assorted due diligence on that property, appraisals, environmentals, et cetera. They're going to find and educate you as an investor as to why this is something you may consider. They're going to make sure you're qualified. If it's a 506C transaction, they're going to have to confirm that you are accredited, because to not do so jeopardizes the entire transaction for all the investors. They're also going to manage the rehab or the renovations that take place. They're going to work with the property management team. They're going to execute in their asset management role. They're going to execute the business plan. And then they're going to communicate with you, the investor, either quarterly or monthly. The good ones do it monthly, and the good ones give you more than just a K-1 at the end of the year, and they give you more than just a rent roll. And, you know, that's been a complaint of many of my clients over the years is, well, you know, we don't get adequate investment. If you're a syndicator and you're not providing your investors with the entirety of the Form 1065 tax return instead of just a K-1, shame on you. That is not palatable. And of course, there's much other financial details I would suggest should be provided, but the full tax return, and there's not many that do this, by the way, is necessary. If I'm an owner in a company, I want to see that another $100,000 investor got the same tax reporting that I did. Moreover, I want to understand how we reconcile the December 31st of any given year's financial statements to what got reported for tax. I'll tell you, you won't be able to do that without the full tax return, because the allocation models that are used, and because some of the partners, like the lead partner, is taking fees and distributions that won't be tied to ownership. You know, it's provided as running the transaction. It's not provided as you're putting your money in. So that creates a disproportionality. It's a dilution in effect, sometimes rational, sometimes unrational or irrational. And that's my speech about fees that we won't get into this week, but we will ongoing. But in any event, more reporting, bank statements, general ledgers, I could go down the list. And by the way, if you're paying one of your affiliates to manage the property or to do assorted other rehab renovations, etc., you should report those financials to your partners and those tax returns so that they can compare back to the private placement memorandum. If you were going to do that, they want to confirm that you did it, and you did it for the amount of money you said you would. There wasn't any excess left over, which I've seen on more than a few occasions, where the lead partner just assumes, well, you know, I came in under budget, I guess it's mine. Well, wrong. It's not yours. It's your partner's money. And some of it may be yours if you actually invested any money, which a lot of them do not on these transactions. The good ones do. They're the ones that, you know, when I have credibility due. But all these things added up become a serious issue when things go off the tracks, and all of a sudden you realize, well, gee, I might have seen it coming if I had had appropriate reporting. And by the way, reporting does not make a good syndicator. I'll tell you what makes a good syndicator is one that's had hardship in life and understands how to recover. How did they react when things didn't go according to schedule? And I've seen that across many business types, and I'm telling you, it's the same issue with real estate operators. You know, if you told me as the lead partner that you've never had hardship in life, you've never failed, I don't want anything to do with your transaction, because I don't want to be the first time that happens. I'd like to know that you reacted and you successfully addressed the issues, whatever they were, whether they were your fault or not, doesn't matter. Yeah, it may not have been your fault, but it's your problem if you're running a partnership that's looking to you for leadership. In any event, let's take another break, and then I've got just about 12, 13 minutes, I believe, to talk about Roth conversions to 401s, or IRA conversions to 401s.
People always coming up to me and asking, what's your secret? With all you do, your attitude just seems to be so good. How do you keep it? Well, I'm not the Dalai Lama, but I'll try to offer up a few words of advice. You better get to living, giving. Don't forget to throw in a little forgiving and love along the way. You better get to knowing, showing.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On the Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV.
Time to start thinking about that outdoor kitchen. Gas Product Services can help you design and build that new one, or improve or repair that old one. My go-to guy is Russell Metzler. I love his work. I get him out to my house every year. Gas grills, gas lights, tiki torches. You can't have a luau in your backyard without the gas torches. They can design and build your outdoor kitchen anywhere in the greater Houston area. Don't be satisfied with that old worn-out gas grill. Burnt burgers are a bummer. Charcoal briquettes are for losers. My 10-year-old granddaughter always asks me, why don't you just call Russell? Check out their products online at gasproductservices.com or call Russell at 281-798-8006. That's gasproductservices.com, 281-798-8006. 8006.
They let you dream just to watch them shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Syndication Mass Show this week. I have got one segment left to talk about something we talked about on yesterday's show. We have the first show on Saturday's 5 p.m., which is converting your pre-tax retirement funds to a Roth 401 or a 401 Roth. And that's something we're working on with a lot of our clients, given that the tax brackets which are currently on sale. If you look at what they've been in our lifetime, they are going to go up, and they're going to start going up 1-1 of 2026 at a minimum if the progressives and the Biden administration doesn't raise the rates sooner. And if they fail to do that, they'll go back to where they were before the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, and then they're going to go up, they're going to continue to go up because of simple math. If you look at the remaining piece of the discretionary budget, there's very little left to accommodate all the debt service and all the other things we like to spend our money on as a country. Between now and 2029, 2030, we will eclipse the remaining funds. So I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican or think taxes are horrible or wonderful, somehow, some way, we've got to collect more money that doesn't get wasted on assorted progressive and conservative policies. I'm not sure the Republicans have done any better job. In fact, I know they haven't done any better job of maintaining the solvency of our federal government. Anyway, Roth conversions. Big thing that you should be looking at is, how do I draw a line in the sand to tell the government, hey, this is how much you're getting out of my retirement account? All you people that have $500,000 or $35 million in your pre-tax retirement funds do not have $500,000 to $35 million in your pre-tax funds. It's yours. You're carrying the load for the government, and they're coming for it, or they're going to get it eventually. There's not many ways around it. And so one thing that you might consider is a Roth conversion, where you convert your pre-tax over to Roth. Every 401 trust that we implement with our clients, we have a Roth side. Think of it as a duplex, where you've got a pre-tax side and you've got a Roth side of that plan. And once you've invested, you may be shocked to learn this, if you didn't hear my show yesterday, and I've described this a little bit in the past, that a dollar in a private company investment, like a REP, Real Estate Private Partnership Syndication, is not worth a dollar. I'm sorry if that burst all you new investors' bubble, that you didn't understand that when you invested your money. I think the disclosures were there. If you look at the disclosures in every PPM, there's a list of 20 to 25 risk factors. And when you value companies in terms of coming up with a fair market value, which is the value that a willing buyer will pay a willing seller, where everybody knows the facts and circumstances, there's no hidden trump cards, and that number in a private company versus your investment in Apple stock or Exxon has significant discounts available. Now, if you were going to convert your funds to Roth and pay the tax, you know, the way that works is you come up with a value, and then you figure out which tax bracket you're in, and that's how much you write the check for. You don't have to convert the whole account. You can pick a piece of it. So if you've got some Apple stock or some Exxon stock and there's a drop in the market tomorrow, do you think it might be a good time to convert that piece on that drop, or you want to wait till it comes back? And you don't have to sell it to convert it. The market hands you the value. You know exactly what that value is, because those stocks, bonds, mutual funds, etc., are traded in a liquid market. Private companies that buy apartment buildings are not tradable. You can't sell your shares in those companies until the exit. And also, when you do, the only moniker or mark you've got of value is what you're selling it for. Now, you may have some marks previous to that. If you were able to refinance based on a certain valuation, well, then that would indicate value. But if you look at the private placement memorandums, you're going to see 20 to 25 risk factors identified. The SEC requires syndication attorneys to make these disclosures. They don't necessarily want to do it, but that's part of the requirements under Rule 5 of the crowdfunding statute. And so when you see that there's a lack of marketability discount, And if you follow cases like I do with IRS, either losing or settling or acquiescing otherwise, you realize that that is a 20 to 25% discount to what you may have paid to be a member in that partnership. You also have a big discount for lack of majority control. When you invest $100,000 in a $40 million deal, you're probably going to be somewhere in the 1% range or slightly lower in terms of your ownership. And so, you know, you get very little voting capability at all. In fact, a lot of these transactions have none. And, you know, that may surprise you, but just understand that's the norm in large transactions. And then there's assorted other risks that are a part of every one of these transactions. And you've got a typically small team, maybe two or three management folks that are trying to execute the transactions. It's not a professional set of officers and management like an Exxon or an Apple. You go down the list. Again, 20 to 25 risk factors. You're putting, you know, 20% here, 20% there, 2%, you know, 0.5 of 1%. They're all relative based on the facts. And bottom line is you get down to where you're at about a 30 to 40% range of the money that you committed, invested in the deal. So on $100,000, would you rather pay tax on $100,000 or would you rather pay tax on $30,000 to $40,000? It's all about timing. It's about understanding valuations. And if that appeals to you, if you're already interested in investing in real estate private partnership syndications, boy, is this some icing on the cake in terms of you being able to more tax optimally convert to the Roth 401. So bottom line is, if you believe the self-made millionaires that talk about ripping the Band-Aid off, hey, we can rip the Band-Aid off in the context of a Roth conversion that will cut your tax by about 30%. How does that sound? At least, maybe more. Could be 50 or 60%. Depends on the discounts that apply. So I'm going to encourage you, look into Roth at the same time you're looking into real estate private partnerships. It's a twofer, but boy, is it some major league icing on the cake. And in any event, we're coming to the end of the show here in about a minute or so. I'm going to remind you, talk to your existing professionals about these strategies, these concepts. If you don't have anyone that you trust or can work with, please fill out our intake forms, schedule an introductory call. After you've done so, I'll be happy personally to discuss with you your facts and circumstances so we can try to figure out how we can help you. Well, I've enjoyed the show. We'll see you back Saturday at 5 p.m. and then again same time Sunday of next week. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of Be a Planner Show here on AM 700 KSEV.